So on this week's parasha, last week's parasha, Terry describes the mitzvah of the haftal racha kamoicha. Not an easy mitzvah. Love thy friend like you love thyself. The Rishonim already point out no one loves anything as much as they love themselves. We are very self-centered and self-absorbed people. We love ourselves more than we love anything else. So it's a rather difficult mitzvah. But the point is, we know the Gemara says, Madaloch sanei lechavercha leisabu, a person wouldn't like or what he would hate, he shouldn't do to others. So I find this one of my issues I talk a lot about. I find very often that when it comes to spiritual things, people become very frum and they forget about thinking about those around them. Very often you have situations where people are they're running to get a minion, so they'll speed, they'll go through red lights because I'm with a minion, so I have to do whatever I have to do. They'll block people's driveway, they'll double park, they'll triple park, all these activities. But it bothers me because this is not haftar hakamoich, which is a din deraisa. Davening with a minion is not a din deraisa. And if you talk or care so much about davening with a minion, you know what you do? You'd come 10 minutes earlier and find the place to park. You wouldn't wait till the last minute and then have to zoom down the road. And then I heard a Gevaldike story with Rabbi Yashiv, which made me feel very good. Rabbi Yashiv, the following story happened years ago when there was a bus returning from Eiron with men and women on the bus coming back from the Rashbi. And it was very late. And they wanted to daven Ma'ariv. And they wanted to not daven Ma'ariv. Can't daven Ma'ariv on a bus. They wanted to pull the bus over the middle of the road and they'll daven somewhere. And the women that were on the bus said, no, we want to get home. We have families. We've been away a whole day. We want to go home. Now, let me ask you a question. Who do you think won that battle between the men and the women on the bus? So either the men won and the women were stuck in the back and they had to wait an extra 10, 15 minutes because these guys insisted we have to daven Ma'ariv now. Now, they could have came back to Yerushalayim and daven there, but the men said, no, we're afraid we're going to come back to Yerushalayim. Everyone's going to disperse. We're not going to have a minion. We have to daven now. Okay. So someone sent a shout out to B'liashev afterwards. What did B'liashev thought of such a Ma'ariv? B'liashev said he thought that Ma'ariv was begeder ein zemavarech el menayetz. I know the Gemara says, if a person steals food and makes a brach on it, Hashem says, I'm not interested in your brach. Rabbi Yashiv said, that whole Ma'ariv was a menayetz. You're waiting, people need to get home to their families. Ach, I have to daven. I have to daven Ma'ariv. So all these women have to wait, and their kids are who knows what, because you have to daven Ma'ariv now. It's a mentality that I think gets worse and worse over time, because we think we're getting from, or we're really going backwards. I have to daven, so I have to do this. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? You have to daven. Very happy you have to daven. So therefore, everyone else on the bus has to wait, then everyone has to be affected. It's a mentality I think is getting worse over time, not better. I think it used to be much better. People understood these things. People had a sense of respect for each other, a concern for each other. Now we became so frum, everything is about Yiddishkeit, everything's lushma, so now we go the opposite direction. I think it's wrong. The Torah is telling us exactly the opposite. If after Recha Kavoich, you got to put them first. You got to put their needs first and their wants first. There was a shaila in a community where people were building their sukkahs Matzah Yom Kippur, because it says in Ramon Shulchan Aruch you're supposed to build your sukkah Matzah Yom Kippur. But they were waking up the neighbors. So people said, that's a mitzvah, shteit n'ramo, you got to build a sukkah. So one of the rabbanim said, he thinks the sukkah's possible. So it's possible. You build your sukkah, you wake up all your neighbors. So one guy said, what do you mean? Right? He said, what do you mean? Everyone's up late Matzah Yom Kippur. He said, well, not the people that are sleeping. You might be up late. I know Matzah Yom Kippur. I'm not up late. I know I can't count Matzah Yom Kippur. You're tired. It was a long day. Because you want to build the sukkah, so you wake up the whole neighborhood with your banging and your noise making. It's a lack of consideration that I don't think is getting better in class. So I think it's getting worse. The lack of consideration for other people and thoughtfulness is not going the way it's supposed to go. But that's what the Torah is reminding us in last week's parasha. We have to recha kamech. We have to be more thoughtful of others and definitely less preoccupied with our needs, even if they're for frumer reasons. And that's the problem. We get very frum. All of a sudden, everything else goes out the window. We have to be careful. Because we become frum, it doesn't mean we have to forget about what it actually says in the Torah. We have to recha kamech. Okay, I apologize for the papers not being clear. I'm not sure whose fault it is. I won't blame the copy machine. The cop machine is not a boss of a dumb, so the cop machine probably won't be insulted, but okay. Could be it's my fault, I don't know, not sure. But in any case, we'll try to get through the Ma'amar Kremes that are hard to read, and we'll fill in the blanks. We were talking last week at length about the din in the Gemara of Mishalim Ven Eloike. A person comes into a situation where he has two Isurim. One Isur that creates two Chiyuvim. One is a Chiyuv Mammonis, and one is a Chiyuv Malkus. So the Gemara says, at least at this point, we have a rule, you can't get both, which one do you get? So you get the Mammon and not the Malkus. So we talked last week about creative cases of what would happen if, let's say, you don't end up with the mummonis. Meaning, if the pshat is that the mummonis potters the malchus, that's only if you actually get the mummonis. Let's say, for example, you have the case of where the fellow's moichel the money, or the case where the ger dies and now there's no chiyuv mummonis. What happens then? So there's an amazing tesis of Rid, number one. The tesis of Rid writes, to me, a bigger chiddush. He writes, he's talking about the Gemara, which we spoke a lot about, the Gemara in Bar Metzia, about Esnan, about if a person gives a carbon, a person pays a zayino who is his mother and he wants to use it for a carbon. Okay, we spoke about it. So the Gemara says, so the Tesri says the following. It says, when moina dochi la malchus, the mominish pushes away the malchus, loy lafkiya she malchus mimen. Zachta Tesri, you should know that when you have mominus and malchus, it's not the pshat that the chi of mominus completely pushes away the malchus and now the malchus is off the table. It's not the lomdus. What is the lomdus? Ella adain she malchus olav. You still have the malchus here. Says the Tzvi, an amazing chiddush. Let's say you don't have the money. Let's say a guy punches someone in the face, he breaks his glasses. So now he was over a lob of hitting him, and he broke his glasses. So he has two obligations. So what's the halacha? Mishalem ben alaike. He pays for the glasses, he doesn't get malchus. Says the Tzvi, what happens if he's broke? V'heicha d'lo yov le memoino, kigoin, shu'oni, ve'in lo malitein. Paskin the Tzvi, malkinon lei. He'd get malchus in that case. So the Tzvi is saying, if you have a situation where the psak bezdin is to pay and not give malchus, but there's no way the payment is ever going to come to fruition because he's an oni, zok to Tzvi, in that case, you go back to the rules of malchus. Now, the chiddush of this Tzvi is, he's poor now, he might be rich tomorrow. But he's poor right now, good, he'll be poor now. So let him get a job, he'll find some parnasa, and he'll pay the guy back. Why is it like a, all or nothing? I mean, it sounds like from the Tzvi, the decision has to be made now. When Bezdin comes to Psak, and Bezdin says, Psak, Bezdin, you got to do one or the other. So normally we'd say Malchus and Ein Mishal, but this guy doesn't have the money. Okay, so now he gets the Malchus. I don't know why we don't think about the Osir. Why don't we think about the future?
Yeah, but there's got to be an end date by which time
you so have we should probably give him a time. Say, listen, you got to come up with the money by a certain amount of time. Zok to Tesirid, if you don't come up with the money right now at the Psak Bezdin, you get Malchus. So what do you see from the Tesirid? You see from the Tesirid of Gevaldik, you see that the way it works is that the Chi of Malchus doesn't become thrown out because of the Chi of Mamanis. You have to balance the two, and if you're not balancing it, because you're not paying the Chi of Mamanis, then the Tesirid says, then the Chi of Malchus comes back. So, Rabbi Yashiv, that's number two, has a very basic kash. If this Tesirid is correct, that it's possible for a person to do an Aveiro that carries Malchus and Mammon, but he happens to be poor, and therefore he would not pay the Mammonis, he'd have to pay the Malchus. If you remember in our Gemara in Ksubis, we were bothered with a Stira. We had our Mishnah in Ksubis that says if a person is Ma'anis or Mefata, his sister, he has to pay the Knas. We have a Mishnah in Machi says that if you live with your sister or live with your aunt, you get Malchus. So you can't have both. You can't get Malchus and pay. So we had a whole contradiction how to make these two Mishnahis work. Tanya W. Yashiv, I have a very simple Eitzah. One Mishnah is talking about where the guy's broke. And one Mishnah is talking about where the guy has money. Frankly, Yashiv, what's the big problem? You have two Mishnahis. You have a Mishnah in Ksubis that says if a person's man is his sister, he has to pay her Knas. If Mishnah says in Malchus, if you live with your sister, you get Malchus. What do you mean? If I get Malchus, then I don't pay the Knas. How could these two Mishnahis work? So the Gemara spent a quarter of an Omid trying to figure out different Akimtas. Frankly, Yashiv, have a very simple Akimta. Maybe really you're supposed to get one or the other, but let's say the guy is poor. So the guy who's poor is not paying, so he gets Malchus. The guy who's rich, who is paying, is Mishalim. They don't like it. It's not a contradiction at all. So they have a Frekta B'liyashiv. I don't understand why, if you accept this Taisirid, I mean, if you don't hold this Taisirid, that there's no option for poor people, so then Taka the Mishnayis are conflicting. But once we have this Taisirid, that there's a new Chiddush, that poor people are exempt from their Chiyav Mamanis, and therefore they have Chiyav Malchus, which again, one would have even argued in Lombus with the Tesirid. What would you argue? You'd say that the chi of Mammonis that's over your head exempts you from the Malchus. The fact that you're not paying it is what we'd call a technical problem. You still have a chi of Mammonis. Now you can clear Shtukal Chakira, and this is what the Tesirid is getting into. What's Pshat Mishalim Ben Aloike? Is it the Pshat because you're physically paying and that's why you don't get Malchus? Or the Pshat is that there's only one chi of Mammonis, so you can only have one chi of on your head, you can't have two. So I would argue that an Oni has a chi of Mammonis. He has the chi, he just can't pay. That doesn't mean he doesn't have a chiyuv. The guy with the ger, who has no, the ger shein le-yorshim, there I would argue there is no chiyuv there. You can't pay to ger who has no yorshim. But you have a chiyuv to pay a guy that you were chayvel. Gradually you don't have the money now. Fine. That doesn't mean you don't have a chiyuv. It means you might have you don't have the ability to be mekayim your chiyuv. But to say you don't have a chiyuv, mecha
tesa. How does this work with the case where the guy was mochel?
So the case of mechila, I would say you don't have a chiyuv in that case. Since he's mochel, the chiyuv falls off. You did have a chiyuv, but now we can look at it as the chiyuv went off. But here, in this case, with the guy's an oni, what do you mean the chiyuv? The chiyuv is as strong as ever. It's just that you can't fulfill the chiyuv. That's very different. So this Tesirid, I think, is a gevaldik chiddush, but the Tesirid is suggesting that the way it works when it comes to Mishalim Ve'Noloike is not about chiyuvim, but it's about practicality.
But isn't Rav Rabbi Yashiv really a kasha under Gemara?
Right, right. If you accept this Tosfos Ritz, Rabbi Yashiv says that I have a kasha. But I mean, I'm pointing out that this Tosfos Ritz is mechudash because he's understanding Mishal Vein Eloike is not about chiyuvim; it's about practicality. It's about practical. You can't get both of them. I'm not getting both, and I get the other one. So, Fractor B'liashiv, if you accept this Taisirid, then we could have answered up the two Gemaras, one the two Mishnayis, one Mishnah that says, if you live with your sister, you get Malkus, is talking about where you don't have the money to pay for the Knas. And the Mishnah by us is talking about where you do have the money. So, it's not a contradiction. Okay. That was from last week. Let's start the new Gemara. Again, I apologize, it's a little hard to read, but you'll
I just sent it to everybody, so you can look on your phone.
Gavaldic?
Page 2 is not
That's what we want people to do during their shift, playing on their phones, right? Okay, good.
No, the minute you grab it, the second you grab it, that's right. Okay, so let's see the Gemara.
The Gemara says, we see from Ula, Ula was the Amoira who was trying to figure out how to make the Mishnah Malkus work with the Mishnah Ksubis. So we see from him that whenever you have Malkus and Mammon, the rule of thumb is, Mimoinim Mishalim, Luka Loiloki, you get the Mammon, so you don't get the Malkus. Minolelu Ulaha. How did Ula know that? Now, what do you mean, how did Ula know what? The question is not how did Ula know you get one or the other. We know you get one or the other from Kidei Rishasai. The question is, how do you know when Mammonis and Malkus come in conflict, which one wins? Good, I can only get one, but which one? Maybe I should only get the Malkus. Maybe I should only get the Mamnus. Ula was mechadesh that when you have Mamnus and Malkus in conflict, you give the Mamnus and not the Malkus. How did Ula know that? Says the Gemara, Hagomer mechoivo bechaveroi. He learns it out from Chavolo. Ma choivo bechaveroi dika Mamnus Malkus. Every time you choivo your friend, you're going to have two chiyuvim. You're going to have a chiyuv Mamnus and a chiyuv Malkus. What's the chiyuv Mamnus? That's easy. Right? Chamish dvarim. What's the Chiyuv Malkus? We'll have to figure out. What lav do you violate every time you beat up your friend? But the Gemara thinks, for a Davar Pashat, every time you chayv l'chaveri, two Chiyuvim pop up. There's a Chiyuv Mammon and there's a Chiyuv Malkus. And which one do we give you? The Gemara says, Mishalim, Memoinim, Mishalim, Lokali Loki. You always pay, you don't get Malkus. Av kol hechadik, Mammon and Malkus, Memoinim, Mishalim, Lokali Loki. So too, whenever Mammon and Malkus come up together, the Mammon beats out the Malkus, you get one or the other.
There's no concept of Kimlei B'Zerabine in the category of Mamas. Like, can I have two different... I know you have five anyway within the concept of Mamas. But let's say, can I have two separate Chiyuvim of Mamas and you just take the higher one, or... There's not a concept.
No, no. If you have Chiyuv Mamanus, so you'll have to pay multiple Chiyuv Mamanus. Here it's a Chiyuv Mamanus and a Chiyuv Malkus.
Once you're in the Mamanus, multiple.
We'll talk a little bit more about it. Now, Rashi wants to know, where's the lav in Choyv L'Chaveri? So, Rashi, Choyv L'Chaveri, Ika Malkus, de Lo Yosef. You get Malkus for the lav of Lo Yosef. Mamanus you have to pay. Like it says in the Pasuk, Shifta Yitain. Stama's interesting. Why is Rashi picked that pasuk? Shifta Yitain is only talking about Sheves. That's only one of the five payments that you make when you chayvel someone. There's four other ones. But Rashi learns, this is the part we need to talk a little bit about. Rashi learns that the lav of chavola is from the pasuk of Lo Yosef. So if you take a look on the left corner, number five, there's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says, Aboy mi'akenu Lo Yosef. Talking about Malkus. It says, 40 you should hit him, don't add. Pen Yosef l'hakoysa l'alayla. Lest you add on these, maka rabba v'nikla chichalaynech. So that's a pasuk, famous pasuk. That pasuk is talking about Bezdin. Bezdin giving Malkus, and the Torah says Bezdin is not allowed to give more than the estimated amount. So Rashi says very posh that from that pasuk, it says over there, Lo Yosef, don't add. Loy is a lav. So we learn from there, Lo Yosef, that you're not allowed to add onto the Malkus. And the same way Bezdin is not allowed to add onto the Malkus, you can't patch your friend.
That's only the right?
Well, what?
That's only Malkus the right, right? You could add that. Isn't
there a concept that Bezdin can add? We'll talk about Bezdin's authoritative power when it comes to hitting people a little bit later today. But Pashup Shat, Rashi's learning, and that Pasuk I learned from the word Lo Yosef, don't hit, that not only is Bezdin not allowed to additionally hit someone, a regular person can't hit either.
By the way, I never understood it. I'm sure it's a Gemara somewhere. So where do we come with 39? Is that just as an insurance or protection?
The Gemara is a drasha. The Gemara is drashas for that. That's the Gemara's drashas for how we got to the number 39. Okay. So according to Rashi, the pasuk is very poshut. Abam Yakenu Lo Yosef means the Bezdin shouldn't add on one more. Lo Yosef. And not only Bezdin, anyone is also not allowed to add on one more. So the problem is, if you take a look in some Rishonim, they don't learn the lav of Lo Yosef to teach us you're not allowed to hit people. Again, if I asked you, how do you know you're not allowed to beat up people? Where does it say you're not allowed to beat up people? So I know it's not v'hafta rechtamoicha, you're not a nice guy, we're not giving you shlishi on Shabbos. I get it. But show me in the books. Why can't I go around beating up people? And I'll pay them. We spoke about this when we learned Baba Kama many, many years ago. How do you know, is there an issa to be chayvel someone's property? Let's say I'm a mishugana. I go around smashing cars. And I pay them for it. I have an anger issue, so instead of hitting a bag, I hit people's cars. And then the next morning, I pay them for the damage. Did I do anything wrong? Was I over an issa? Is there an issa to be chayvel Yenam's property? And it's not posha that there is. It's a big tumult. What? No, I'm paying you.
I'm taking something that's not mine.
I'm not stealing. I'm being mazik. So is there an issur mazik? Yeah, I'm not saying, listen, if a guy tells me, you know, he wants to be mishadach with a guy who does this for fun, I don't think I'd want him as a son-in-law, but, you know, shalos, what aveira is he over? What issur is he over? So there's a concept tumor. We talked about this when we learned Baba Kamba. How do you know it's taka asr? So maybe it's not asr. Now, but to hit someone is definitely asr. That's this pasuk. Lo Yosef. You're not allowed to hit people. Rashi learns that the issur to hit people is from Lo Yosef. However, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Chav Dalet, he doesn't bring that pasuk. He says also lo adam lahakis chaveiro. You're not allowed to hit people. Vim hiku oive belav shenemer pen Yosef. He says it's learned from the words pen Yosef. And then he says a shtickle Torah. Vim mikbid the Torah b'hakos rasha shloi lakoisoi. If mada, who's the person in the pasuk talking about? Bezin giving malchus. Who's Bezin giving malchus to? Not the tzaddik. Bezin's giving malchus to someone who doesn't have aveira. And still, the Torah says you can't give him more than he needs to get. Yes, yoyser arishu kavuchoyme b'hakos tzaddik. Goes without saying, if you hit a tzaddik, that you have no right to go around and hit regular people. If Maduch the Torah says, a Russia who's already a bum, he's over a surim, we're not allowed to give him one more than he deserves. So Kol Shekin, you can't go around hitting regular people. So what's the obvious kasha on the Shulchan Aruch? What do you mean Pen Yosef? Why would you learn from Pen Yosef and not learn from Lo Yosef? So we know the Gemara says that Pen is also a Lashon Lav. Sometimes the word Pen, Va'al, right, all those words can mean Lav. But you have Lav in the Pasuk. Why'd you jump? Why'd you skip over Lo Yosef and go to Pen Yosef? You read the pasuk. Abar Miaken Lo Yosef. Boom, stop right there. Shulchan Aruch says, no, Pen Yosef is my makar. Why would you go to Pen Yosef and not learn from Lo Yosef?
Because that's the causation.
Well,
perhaps you will. It's a don't add. Because perhaps then you will add to his makar.
Yeah, but don't you see from the fact that it says don't add, that means you're not supposed to do any more hitting? And that already is...
That's within the local pasuk, the local din on the makas.
Right.
The Pen Yosef is like, perhaps you will then add to his
okay, good.
Suffering,
good.
Which can now be expanded.
Good, okay, good. We'll see.
You shouldn't add because you're not killing him.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, so therefore what? So what would happen in a case?
That's the pen.
Good, good. So we'll see. So if you look over in the Sma is bothered with this kasha. It's interesting, both the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch both learned the Lav of Hakar, not from Lo Yosef. If you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi learns it from Lo Yosef, because Rashi l'shitasei to the Gemara and Ksubis. But both the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Metav Chav Dalet, both write the same thing, that the Lav for hitting someone is not from Lo Yosef, but it's from Pen Yosef. So frak the sma va mkhabe lom du halam dikh se pen yosef le ramaz la mashkasav komakim shenem hishom pen va al ein elo lo isase ava be ramba perke de khoy lom dum dikh se behed be kol yosef de khaim pesh rashi shom pesh khomish that's rashi and khomish that's rashi and shas and that's the ramba so we van khoy kish we shainim rashi and the rambam all assume it's from lo yosef the tor and the mkhabe all learn from pen yosef so grad the summary shainim hold this two lavim involved Abed Bechaya writes, when a person hits someone, he's over two lavim, Lo Yosef and Pen Yosef.
I always thought we said you can't get two lavim for the same affair.
You're not going to get two malchus for the same affair, but you're over to a surim. Uh-huh. Whatever it's negated to. I guess in Shemaim, you get a real doozy when you get up there. But Abed Bechaya Taka writes, if a person hits another Jew, he's over to a surim, Lo Yosef and Pen Yosef. But the other Rishonim don't work with that. It's one or the other. So Rashi and the Rambam assume it's from Lo Yosef, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch assume it's from Pen Yosef. So Dr. Sma, what's the issue? So he says very nice. He says, Rambam shulav mefurish. So the Rambam and Rashi don't need any explanations. It's pashut. The reason why they learn from Lo Yosef is because it says in the Torah, don't hit, don't add. Simple. What's the other Rishayim hold? He writes, Vator v'amechaber lo nicholum moid milo Yosef. The Torah and the Mechaber didn't want to learn from Lo Yosef. Why not? Bishum dekoya hakos rosh. Because again, what's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk is talking about hitting a rasha, someone who's chayv malchus. V'yeshloim the davka nokit shom the nikla kvar lametes malchus v'yeshakana b'hoisef le oid makachas. Because there's a storyline over there. You started hitting this guy. You gave him the amount that he can handle. One more would do him in. So zok the teru lo Yosef. You can't give him another one. You give him another one, you're going to kill him. But where do I see that if I go over to a guy and punch him in the face, where there's no way, you know, medically that punching in the face should kill him? How do you know that's also? So after smaf, I would read the pasuk the way Rashi learned the pasuk. I'd say to myself, "Abayam yakenu lo yosef." You know why you're not allowed to add a hit? Because that one more hit will kill him, and you're not allowed to kill people. But when I go over and smack a guy across the face, I'm not going to kill him. So why should it be also? Zok the sma ma mishum ha ma shenki ba kos le chaver mona ma ka achas mishum ha ki lamdu am yitur de pen Yosef. And that's what pen Yosef is. That pen Yosef don't do another one, even though you're not going to kill him, but you're not allowed to add another hit. Now, the only kasha I had on the sma was, if lo Yosef is to teach me, you're not allowed to give one more patch that might kill him, we already have an issue to kill people. I need the Torah to tell me not to kill people. He looked at
here you have a heter, you have a heter, you don't have a resident, so we'll talk about it a little bit more today. I never understood that in general. How could you learn it out from here? Here it's talking about Beis Din, and you talk about Dafka Malkus. Yeah. How could you compare that to learn that meme going up to somebody and smacking them one time?
So we said, no, it's we said it's a kosher cane. If Madoch the Torah allows, but the Torah says you can't do more than you're allowed to. The limit is not on the part that you're allowed to give him.
But that's because I'm doing 39. Here it's one patch.
No, because you're doing more than you're allowed to. That's the point. The point is giving, administering a hit that's not justified is awesome. So if Beis Din can't do it, you can't do it.
It doesn't have to do with the fact that you're already getting 39.
That's what the Sma is saying. That's why the Lo Yosef you can't learn from, but the extra Pen Yosef you can learn it from. That's how the Sma learns it. But again,
there's no simple puzzle about a Russia. I mean, once he gets his 40 Malkus, he's not a Russia.
Right.
It's deep with the
Sma. So again, you could debate. But this is a very, again, it's not Negea Lachal Maisa too much. Again, it could be Negea to Hasra. You warn a guy that don't hit because you get your over a lav. Which lav? I don't know. Like Yosef and Yosef. By the time you finish the whole D, and the guy's not interested anymore in hitting the guy, he's going to hit you now. He's going to hit you because you're such a Jacob. So I don't know. It's an interesting machlokes we showed him to how exactly to understand the lav. But what's negated to us is that there is a lav on the books when it comes to hitting someone, and there's almost always mumminess. And which one happens? A guy punches someone in the face, he breaks his glasses, and he has to pay for the glasses. Why don't we say, no, he gets malchus for the smacking him, he should be potter from the money. So we say, no. Mishalim ben aloikis. So we learn from here, the chalat erakulo, and the two things come in conflict. Momim mishalim ben aloikis. Says the Gemara, not so fast.
As fun as though where we don't have the ability to give malchus.
Right.
You have a guy whose mom is such an honey, it just waits till it.
No, so today's not a gay. Today, since he's not gay, today you have to pay the momim either way. The shayla you can clear whether or not the guy would have a chiv malchus b'day shemayim. Because if he doesn't pay the money. But today you pay the money because we're Mishalim Ben Aloike.
This seems to be the flip of Kimlei the Rabbanan, like the more less severe one is being.
So we haven't yet discussed which one's more severe, meaning in the world of Kedei Rishasai, it's not always about severity. Right? The words Kimlei B'Drabanan means you get the greater punishment. But we're in Kedei Rishasai world right now. Especially the way Reb Chaim brought it out from Rashi and Gemara's later on. We're in Kedei Rishasai. Kedei Rishasai just means Beis Din can't give two. Now, so you would assume that Beis Din would administer the stronger, not the weaker. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We don't know yet. The Gemara is actually going to flip on which one is stronger, Malchus or Mominus?
Depends
on the person. Right? Depends on the person. Which will the Gemara restrain him talk about? We'll see. It rather comes up in our Gemara.
There's also a third party here.
That's right. Someone's losing out.
From the other guy.
That's right.
He'd rather get the money.
100%. I'd rather get paid instead of watching you get hit. It's not that enjoyable. So the Gemara says,
in the case where you can't pay, right?
No, you can only become an eved for gneva. The Gemara has a drasha v'nimka ben gvasoi only for gneva. The guy's mazik. The guy goes on a breaking spree and breaks everyone's car.
And
he cannot sell him. You can only sell him for gneva.
Stop.
Nope. You can only sell him v'nimka ben gvasoi. The Gemara says a special drasha only for gneva. It's not an interesting thing, but for mazik he can't be sold. So again, the cash that I have in today's is to give the guy a couple of days. Say, listen, get a job. We live in a wonderful capitalistic society. Go out and get a job.
We used to.
You know, go out and get a job. Do something. Make some money. You can figure out a way to do something. Okay. So the Gemara has a pirch on this drush. In fact, the Gemara, you can't learn that from Chol. Now, there's a hakir over that we need to discuss, which we'll see more mefurish in Pnei Yeshua. When the Gemara wants to learn out that Mammon and Malkus come in conflict, you pay the money, you don't get the Malkus. Do we want to learn it out only for our sugya, or do you want to learn it out L'chol HaTerekulu? Again, in our Mishnah, we have a problem. A guy lives with his sister, he's over a lav. He's also over potential creases, but he could be a lav. And there's mominous because he was ma'anus or mefater. So we have a conflict, two things come in conflict, which one wins? So the Gemara says, oh, don't worry, learn out from chavala. Was that a drasha l'chola terekula? Or was it a drasha specifically for the case of einus and mefater? When the Gemara says, how do you know that mama mishal milk l'loki, did the Gemara mean, how do we know in our Gemara? What does the Gemara mean, generally speaking, b'chala tarakula, how do you know that when two things come in conflict, the mamonis beats the malchus? So the Pnei Yeshua is going to clear like a hakira. The lashon of Gemara is not so muchach. I guess the Gemara says, minole l'ula ha, how does ula know this? So this could be talking about the sugya over here, which is the case of Nairo and Knas, or maybe it means this rule in general, that whenever Mominus and Malchus come in conflict, you pay and you don't get Malchus. We'll see in a second why this is relevant, this chakir. So the Gemara says you can't learn from Chavola. Why? It seems like a great Maramachim. What happens by Chavola? You punch someone in the face every time, you mazik almost every time, because we're going to see there's always a case where there's no hezek. How could it be you're mazik someone and you'll be over the lav and you won't have to pay? Hakosh, Eim Boshava Pruta. Let's say you give a very, very small hit, but it's not enough to create any damages. There's no medical, there's no busha even. You know, Ravaji's, Yosef used to give those patches on the face, right? There's no busha there. That was a great compliment to get a slap from Rebbe Vajja, right? But if you do that to someone else, right, and you're not Rebbe Vajja, so there's no damage, nothing. But are you still living the love? Are you still living the love? Because at the end of the day, you hit someone. So the pashtus would be is that love is not totally in the momentous. So you have a situation where there's going to be no financial payments, but there'll still be a lav. But 9 out of 10 times, the halacha is going to be that every hakkah is going to carry at least some form of payment. And what happens when you have those two? You always pay, and you don't get malchus. So Zakti Gemara, let's learn from here.
Don't you still have busha, even if there's no...
There might be, depending on the case. If it's a very small thing, there might not be busha either. You know, a guy, whatever
it's
the case may be.
Pruta, more than likely.
Right. It's probably a very subtle thing. There might not even be busha for it. We'll talk about it. It's going to come up later in the Gemara. But let's go back to the Gemara for a second. So the Gemara says, I have a pirch on this limud. What's the pirch on this limud? The Gemara says, Ma'alu choyvel b'chaveiru shikin chayv b'chamish dvarm. It's a pirch. That chavola carries 5 dvarm. So if you look in Rashi says, Ma'alu choyvel b'chaveiru, din hu lidem b'momen. You know why by chavola you get the momenis and not the malchus? B'shehu chomer mi'malchus. Because actually, Mominus is the stronger of the two. Shekin yesh b'chomer acher. Because it has another chumra. What chumra does it have? Shechayim b'chamish dvarim, nezik tzari b'shev z'boishas. So the way Rashi seems to learn the Gemara is saying is the fact that when you hit someone in the Mominus, there's 5 payments, that shows that the Mominus is very strict, and it's more strict than the Malchus, and that's why the Mominus beats at the Malchus. But in any other case where these two things come in conflict, who knows which one wins? That's the Gemara's Pircha, according to Rashi. Now, Pashup Shan and Rashi means that there's a lot of payments. So the fact that there's a lot of payments shows that the Torah is very into the payment plan, because the Torah made you pay 5 things. So since the Torah made you pay 5 things, that's a raya that the Mominus is more strict than the Malchus. That's the simple way of L'Chaira learning Rashi.
There's numbers, and it's 39 Malchus.
Okay. So the Pnei Yeshua, number 8, has a kasha. So if you learn the Gemara that it's just about, it's numbers. Every time you chayvel someone, there's 5 payments. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, Pirish, Masha Enke Benaira, Lekela Arba Boines, Ushloshim Mefota, Kadisim Asisim Lakamon. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that when you're ma'anis a girl, you don't make 5 payments towards her. Well, it depends. If you're ma'anis her, you make 4 payments towards her. And if you're a mefata her, you make 3 payments towards her. But it's less. Meaning, if the Gemara was trying to make a perfect comparison, that when you mechayvel someone, you have a lav and there's mamonis. When you ma'anis a girl, there's a lav and there's mamonis. Well, by chavolah, there's more money to pay. So since there's more money, that's why the mamonis wins. But by einus mefata, there's less. There's less payments.
The 5 and 4 and the 3, that's multiple of what? Of
one? Nezek, tzar, riba, shev, zubayshis, right? You have the 5 payments.
5 times what?
It's not 5 times, it's 5 different payments.
Yeah, but maybe that's the difference between that and what Seth was saying by Malchus, because by Malchus, it's for one
good,
thing.
Good.
39.
Good, we'll see. We'll talk about it, yeah.
It's not always 39, so it's only 3.
But Frekta Pnei Yeshua, and by Mazik Chaver, it's always 5? It's not always 5. The Gemara makes it sound like that. The reason why by Chavolah, it's always going to be Mominus over Malchus, because, you're paying a lot of payments. You don't always have to be paying a lot of payments. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, the Koshali. The Bechayvel Nami Zim the Lashkech and Kula Ba'ad Adodi. You don't always have all 5. Why though? It's a call Litein Tzar B'Makam Nezik. The Gemara is a Chiddush that you have to pay Tzar even if there's no Nezik. The Gemara talks about cases in Achayvel where you can be Mazik someone in a way that it's painful but there's no actual damage. So he has the possible question, you burn him on his fingernails, all these creative cases where there's no medical, physical damage to him that's going to affect his value, but he experienced pain.
Does emotional count? Emotional damage?
I don't remember. I don't remember the Gemara over there. I don't think so. I don't remember. I don't know. The Gemara over there talks about cases where you have all the possibilities of them not all coming together. Right? The Gemara talks about, let's say for example, you burn a guy, you burn a guy in his fingernails, it doesn't lower his value of an Evid, but he's in pain. That hurts.
You do it privately, so there's no boishes, you're not there.
Right. Boishes is very easy to get around. Boishes, the Gemara says, akolofi amavayish v'amiz baish. It depends on who's doing what. So not everything is so embarrassing, not everything is such a big deal. So for the Pnei Yeshua, so what do you see? Uber boishes nami ene chayvim neschavim lahazik l'neschavim l'baish. Boishes is even easier than Pnei Yeshua says. Boishes, you only chayv if you're mechavim to be mevayishim. Let's say I didn't mean to embarrass you. I meant to smack you across the face because I hate you, not because I want to embarrass you. There's no kivon lebusha. So the Gemara says you're not chai for busha. What would happen in that case, says the Pnei Yeshua, when you're not making five payments? You're making one payment. Nezek, that's the only thing they get you for. Or they only get you for tzar. Or let's say there's no repoy because there's no medical bills. Whatever the case may be. And there's no boishes because there's no kavana. Time to Pnei Yeshua, by the time you're done, you know how many payments you actually make? You're making one payment. So why is this any better than Einus Mefata? Einus Mefata, I might be making three or four payments. And here I'm only making one payment. So where's the chumrah over those cases?
The dollar amount doesn't matter what the ultimate payment is? I mean,
okay, what were the words to think of? The words of the Gemara words that Choyvel has Chamisha Dvar. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, well, as opposed to what? Einus Mefata has three or four. Three or four is not so far off from five. And these five might not always come.
It has five things. It's just they may not apply.
Good.
So you see, the Torah wants you to look at it from so
good.
Many angles.
Good. We'll see. That's the chumrah of the answer to the kasha. That's the chayyot to the answer to the Pnei Shua's kasha. Good. Well, we'll see. If David Kviat learns like that. But let's just finish the Pnei Shua. So he writes, he says, so if Pshat in the Gemara is, you want to learn out from Chavala to Einus Mefata, so then the Gemara has a very weak pir. Why? Because Einus Mefata has three or four, and Chavala has five, but sometimes Chavala has one and Einus Mefata still has three or four. But Zog to Pnei Shua, Miu, Im Nefarash, the Pshita, the Tamud, the Ula, Svila, Imam, Sham, Lalaki, Lava, Naira, Lechut. But if you learn the Gemara, wasn't learning the Makar from Mammon and Malkus just for our case. It was L'chala Terekula. Now, L'chala Terekula, you're not going to have multiple Chiyuvim Mammonis. L'chala Terekula is only going to be one Chiyuv Mammonis. So then the Pnei Yeshua says, then the Gemara still has a good Pircha. If the Gemara was learning from Naira, our Sugya specifically, so then the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara is a bad Pircha. Why? You're telling me Chavala has five and Naira and Mefata only have three or four. Well, Naira sometimes will have three or four, but Chaval will only have one, so the numbers are not even. But Zog to Pnei Yeshua, but if the drasha of the Gemara was not just for Naira, it was L'chola Terekula, how do I know L'chola Terekula when Mammon and Malkus come in conflict? Then it's a good drasha. Why? Because Kemat always, in regular Chola Terekula, Mammon and Malkus, there's only going to be one Chiv Mammonis. So the fact that these are five is still a good pirch. That's what the Pnei Yeshua points out. So it's an interesting chakira. What was the agenda of the Gemara? Did the Gemara want to learn out Mammon and Malkus L'chola Terekula? Or did the Gemara want to learn it out only specifically to our case of Naira? Comes along with David Kviat, and he doesn't like the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. He thinks the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is not a kasha. Why? So he writes, "Malu choyvel bechaver shkechayim bechamisha dvar. Haynu de bechoyvel yesh oifin sheyesh chamisha chiyuvim shehem chiyuvim nifradim." Eliot's saying that what? There's five separate chiyuvim here. Not about how much you're going to pay, not how much money you're going to lose. It's about sibas hamechayev. Every time you hit someone, there's five sibas hamechayev that go out. Now, they might not all be applicable. Some yes, some no. But there's five sibas here for you to have to pay. For doing one act. It's not the pshat that you're paying a lot of money. It's not the pshat that chamisha dvarim is an example of a big payout. It's not about the money, says Reb David Kviat. It's about that there's one maisa that creates five separate chiyuvim. So that's a raya that this is a much more chomer dik iser. But every other case of mamnis, there's not five sibos for chiyuv mamnis, there's one sibo. So they were zok to Reb David Kviat, v'ayim b'nei Yeshua sheik shahab b'chayv al-nami zimnen. We had the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, that you don't always have all five. Says Reb David Kviat, who cares? It's not about actually paying the five, it's about that I do an act that creates a chiyuv of five. It's not about the fact that I'm paying five chiyuvim. When the Gemara says mal lechayvel bechaver shenchay bechamisha dvarim, it doesn't mean mal lechayvel bechaver that you're going to end up paying five times. It's not about the money. It's about that there's an act that was done that creates five separate chiyuvim.
Sometimes
there's nothing to pay because it's not negeya, but there's a siba here. I mean, this maisa creates a potential of five payments. So that's a raya zakeb David Kviat that the mominus is more chamer. Okay, so that would answer up the Pnei Yeshua's kasha from the fact that sometimes Chavala doesn't have five cases. Okay, good. So we can manage it so far in the Gemara. Now, this is where it gets limited. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Back to the Gemara number three for a second. Says the Gemara, V'imim moina l'kula. Maybe you'll tell me that mominis is more mekel. This is a very funny line in the Gemara. You have two payments here. Malchus and mominis. Which is stronger, which one's the weaker one? So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara Pasha doesn't know. So the Bishayim asked, like, really? You don't know which one? Mominis and Malchus, which one's the lesser of the two evils? Take a poll. How many people would rather pay than get smacked? It doesn't seem to be much of a shayla, right? But the Gemara says, V'imim mayna l'kula, if you think mominis is more mekel,
yeah.
So the Gemara, if mominis is more mekel, so what do I learn from Chavala? That mominis is more kal, and still what do you see? What does the Torah give you? The Torah gives you the kal. Even though you have two punishments, the Torah says, I'm going to give you the more lesser of two evils, which is mominis. So Dr. Rashi, V'imim mayna l'kula, let's see Rashi number four, V'im toymar, momon kal min amalkus. Maybe you'll tell me that mominis is more lenient than malchus. Then there's no good answer anymore. Why? The kol shekein ba'alma. Now I have a kalachoyme. Why? If mominis is more mekel, and still the Torah is machmir by chavala, because chavala is chomer, that it has five payments, and still which one do you get? You still get the lesser of two. Kalachoyme the shachi of mamon hakilim. Shiadonu b'mamon hakal. Says Rashi, I don't get it. You're telling me now that mominus of chaval is more important because it's chamisha dvar. But if mominus by definition is more kal than malchus, so what do I see? I see that the Torah is giving me the lesser of two evil punishments, even when the mominus has a reason to be more strong. So Zakti Gemara, so why don't I learn afim hilchola Torah kula? Whenever I have conflict of two things, that the Torah wants me to go with the lesser punishment, which would always be mominus versus malchus. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Shken hotor mechloloi bebezdin. Mar says, not so fast. The lav of hakah is mutter in bezdin. What does that mean? So Pashim Shah, most of us will learn it means that what? That bezdin's allowed to hit people. That even though there's a lav in the Torah called lo yosef, but bezdin's allowed to hit people.
So then how do you learn up that whole
so therefore what?
It's not allowed, but if they do it, they're not culpable.
So this is a very serious hakir.
Then how do you learn out the whole trash? You can't smack somebody from there. I don't get it.
No, we learn out from there that the Torah says pen yosef. The Torah says extra words. So right. From there I learn you're not allowed to hit people. But the fact that the lav was originally written by Malchus of Bezdin, that's where it writes it, and Malchus of Bezdin is a excuse to the Isser, so now it's a weaker type of lav. That's the way the Gemara simply reads. That the lav of Malchus is weaker. That's why Mominus beats it out. In a regular case, where the lav is, let's say, for example, living with your sister, that's a very strong lav. So then in that case, the mominus doesn't beat it out. That's pashup shat in the Gemara.
Meaning because we have hitting.
Right, because we find hitting is sometimes mutter. We don't find living with your sister is ever mutter. Now, here's a very big question. Would you say that when Bezdin administers Malchus, they're permitted to violate lo yosef? Or that's not lo yosef? Meaning, if I asked you when Bezdin gives Malchus, the pshat is, yeah, really Bezdin's being over the issur of hitting people, but they have a heter. No, they're not. There's no issur for hitting, for Bezdin to hit people. It's like saying a doctor is really not allowed to do surgery. It's chavola. But he has a heter because he's a doctor.
It's a hutra to play
on. Right, right. Would everyone think like that? No one ever think like that in a million years. You would say that when a doctor is doing a surgery, he's be'etzim over the lav of chavola, but he has a heter because he's a doctor. No, that's not what chavola means. Chavola means when you're not a doctor. So lo yosef is not the pshat. Well, Bezdin's being over the lav, but they have a right to be over the lav.
Wait one second. Who's the pasuk talking to?
The pasuk about Bezdin.
Wait, we had a father. You don't want to be a surgeon on your father.
Right,
of,
right. But the chashash was you may botch up the job. You might not do a good job.
Even if you don't,
we're choishish. No, there was because we were choishish.
Just the fact that you're cutting.
No, there we were afraid that you may cause no. Lamaisa, it's mutter for doctors to do surgeries. My question is, what's the lomdus? Is it pshat that every doctor is really over lo yosef, but he has to be over lo yosef? Or pshat, there's no lo yosef for doctors. That's my chakir.
I would think the second way. What would the half a minute to think the first
way? The way we just read the Gemara seems to be not like that. We just read the Gemara that Bezdin be'etzim has a lav of lo yosef, but Bezdin has a heter. So that's supposed to show me that the whole lav is watered down. But if Bezdin has no lav of lo yosef, so then the Gemara has no pircha. That's the problem. The way we read the Gemara very simple. Like Gemara was saying is that the lav of lo yosef is watered down because Bezdin is allowed to circumvent it. Where is Bezdin allowed to circumvent it? When they give Malchus. Which sounds like that when Bezdin gives Malchus, they taka over lo yosef, but they have a heter. So I see from here that this lav is already weakened. Why is it weakened? Because some people are allowed to circumvent the lav. So it makes it a weaker lav. If it's a weaker lav, that's why it loses against the mamonis.
See, it doesn't apply in certain places.
Right, right, right.
No, I'm saying you could say that there is no lav.
No,
but
fact,
you see that the lav, but it is physically something that looks like lav, but you see that this lav isn't universal. It doesn't apply in all cases of hitting. Not that they have a heavy.
No, I'm saying.
There's no issue here. But why doesn't it apply? So you see
That's a weak lav because it doesn't apply to every case under the sun.
To every type.
I mean, a lot of assumed don't apply. The instant delivered to your sister only applies to you and your sister, right? The fact that it doesn't apply to the public doesn't make it a lesser. I mean, the fact that Isurim have Gedarim, I don't think that should make it a weaker Isur. But the fact that in this Isur, certain people have excuses. I mean, it's a different lumnus. Here we're saying, Hutra Mechola means that Bezdin is excused from the Lav of Le'Yosef. What do you mean Bezdin is excused? Bezdin is excused because they're not included in the Lav in the first place. That's the way we understood. So let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, because Bezdin is allowed to hit people. And therefore what? It's a weaker lav. It's a weaker lav. That's why Mominus wins.
Who's the lav in the first place?
Who's the lav?
Who's the lav?
Bezdin. The lav is a regular folk.
But who's going around hitting?
The Torah is telling me that Bezdin is not allowed to add any more hitting. And from there we learn that Bezdin can't add, we can't add. But the question is, when Bezdin hits someone, are they in the category of Le Yosef?
Is Bezdin allowed?
They're not doing it.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. We'll talk about that. So the pashut way to learn the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying is that Bezdin is included in Le Yosef, but they have a heter to give Malkus. So Taina Dechsam Sofer, it can't be. We'll come back to that. Or Sameach about that. We'll talk about it. Right, was anyone going to say that the Isser Vatsicha is more kal because Bezdin is allowed to kill people?
Yeah, I'm
just going to get to it. So Or Sameach has your kasha. Or Sameach is bothered with this kasha. So let's see the Chsam Sofer first. So after Chsam Sofer, number 10, now it's already clear. Okay, now everyone has to focus now. It's easier. Okay, before you had a heter, now it's tchuy. Okay, good. So after Chsam Sofer. Vos mein de gemara hoto mechola de Bezdin. What do those words mean? That it's mutter bechlol ishal bezin. So we learned the Gemara that it means that bezin is allowed to administer malchus. This is bezin is allowed to administer malchus. The whole lav of hitting people is watered down. And since the lav of hitting people is watered down, that's why mamnes beats it out. Zaktach sam sefer. Yesh loymar. Dahainu makin v'oinshim shaloy menadin. Zaktach sam sefer. The Gemara does not mean the way we read the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean when bezin administers malchus. It means when bezin hits without permission. When they don't have authoritative power to do that. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean,
what's going on over here? Zakta Sam Soifer La Fuke, as opposed to Beilas Achoiso Kedoimel Hutul Bezdin. When Bezdin gives Malkus to someone who is Oivin Aveira, that's not called Hutul Mechol Bebezdin. Why? Dele nearly loimar the Hutul Mechol Bebezdin, Hail Malkus Dereis. Says the Sam Soifer, it doesn't make any sense to me to say that when Bezdin hits someone, that's called Hutul Mechol. Why? Does that ain't a Hutul Mechol? Dare me Ikara like Kaamar Elopen Yosef Al Eile. What are you talking about? When Bezdin is doing their job, that's not called Lo Yosef. That's called Bezdin doing their job. The Isser is, Pen Yosef means don't do more than you're supposed to, i.e. an illegal hit. But a legal, justified, job-based hit, that's not what the Torah means. So what does it mean, Hutta Mechol Bebezdin? It means when Bezdin hits, not when described by the Torah. But the question is, Mamonav Shach. One second. So either way, if Bezdin has authoritative power to hit you, so then it's no different than giving Malkus. And if Bezdin's not allowed to do it, so then it's not Hutu Mechola. They are raving the Yisur of Lo Yosef. If Bezdin goes around smacking people for no reason, they are raving Yisur. So what's the Chassam Sefer talking about? What's this middle Madrega? So take a look in the Rambam Hilchas Sanhedrin. Writes the Rambam, Yesh le Bezdin lahalkos mi she'ena mechoyiv Malkus. Sometimes Bezdin can hit people that are not actually mechoyiv Malkus. And to kill those that are not mechoyev misa. V'loy la'avar al divrei teiro, el alasay siyog l'teiro. No. We'll come back to that, actually. Rabbi Kivega talks about that pshat. But right now, the Rambam is saying that sometimes Bezdin has to do things. It's a similar idea.
What is this? It's a prevention?
As a prevention. You have to keep people in line. We have to sometimes make examples. Every teacher, educator, parent knows. Someone has to be an example. So Bezdin says we have to make examples. Sometimes we have to lay out and we have to punish beyond what's really our power to make sure everyone stays in line. What's his examples? No. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rambam quotes it. What's an example? The Kivan Shiroyim Bezdin Shapirtsu on Bedover. Bezdin sees that the people are just totally not keeping this specific halacha. Yesh lahem ligdo lechazik adova kifimashi yira lahem. They can do whatever they see fit. Hakol hayrosha. Have to know it's a hayrosha. Loish yikva halacha l'deiris. Not that this becomes the new halacha, but you have to know Bezdin sometimes will do things that they need to do. Now this is not part of their Bezdin obligation like giving Malkus, but it's a secondary job of Bezdin that Bezdin has the right to administer what they feel is necessary. Listen to the examples. Ma'isa v'hilku odom shabal ishtoi tachas ila. A guy was once boiled his wife, that's not Aser, but it was under a tree, it was in a preacher's dick away. So Bezdin gave him Malkus. For what Iser? Bezdin decided we have to have a society, we can't have people doing things like this in the middle of the streets. So Bezdin gave him Malkus. That was that Malkus based on our boyim Yakenu? No, that wasn't the Teridika Malkus. That was Bezdin deciding that we need to patch people. Now I don't mean Malkus Mardus. I don't mean Malkus the Rabbon. We're talking about Malkus just as like a punishment.
So wouldn't this be a perfect example of the Lo Yosef?
No, so that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. According to the Chassam Sefer, this type of Malkus would really be Lo Yosef. But they have a heter to do it. They have authoritative permission to do it.
So this is the
heter case. Not the case of Bezdin giving Malkus. Bezdin giving Malkus is not Aser. This is Aser. This is not what the Torah said. The Torah doesn't say give Malkus.
So how did they come up with our Chokas and Chumras? Why should that be any different?
Oh, they usually don't hit people with it.
No. But I'm saying, but the same way that they could come up with our Chokas and Chumras, they could hit people too, because it's all out of prevention.
No, but the Chiddush over here is that they're hitting someone. And that's not really it's not Bezdin's job to hit people that are misbehaving. They have some legal, leeway to administer punishments. So Zok Tichsam Seif, this type of hitting is included in Lo Yosef. This would be awesome.
They don't have permission in a Torah.
Correct. They don't have permission from...
Keep society in
life. Right? There's an in-between level. There's hitting with no justification. Then there's hitting Als Bezdin for Malkus. Then there's hitting Als Bezdin to keep the peace in the world. So that middle Madrega, says the Chassam Sofer, that's when it's Hutra Mechlole. That really should be Lo Yosef, but it's Mutter because Bezdin has a heter that they're allowed to do it. But when Bezdin gives Malkus to someone who eats, that's their job, that's not Lo Yosef. That's the Chassam Sofer's case. That's what he says.
Can't be Rashi.
Oh, whoa, one second. Yeah? You want to see something amazing?
Yeah.
So Chaim is very bothered. What's Halt Rashi in the Sugya? So you would think that Rashi disagrees with this Chassam Sofer, right?
Yeah.
Look at Rabbi Yashiv. Kavalik. Says Rabbi Yashiv, number 12. He writes, well, let's say, before we see Rabbi Yashiv, I don't want to give it away. Look at Rashi. Go back to Rashi if you can read it. Rashi says, what does it mean, Hutto Bechol Bebezdin? The Nitin Rishos Lebezdin Halkaise. Bezdin's allowed to hit people. So what do most of us think Rashi means? Like Chaim's assuming that Bezdin gives Malkus, not like the Chassam Sofer. So Rabbi Yashiv, exactly the opposite. This Rashi is a riot to the Chassam Sofer. How could this Rashi be a riot to the Chassam Sofer?
He doesn't say Malkus, he says
the Hakosu. But what's the other word he says? Correct that, Rebbe. It's not Rebbe Yashiv's Chiddush. I saw it already from earlier. What do you mean, Nitin Rishus LeBezdin LaKaisa? It's not Rishus. It's Chayiv. Bezdin's supposed to give Malkus. So Rebbe Yashiv, no, he thinks this Rashi means like the Chassam Sofer. The Nitin Rishus LeBezdin LaKaisa means that Bezdin has permission to hit people, not in their not in their job of giving Malkus, but in their job of keeping the peace. So says Rebbe Yashiv, number 12. Elokotzav Achrein Levar Ba'huta Michol Shebezdin Hanav Dorm Shebezdin Makiv Oin Shishla Biadin El Shem Mokim Tzarech Mutol Hem Vezel Mikri Huta Michol Bezdin Vechei Mashma Loshin Rashi Shekosav Nitin Rishus LeBezdin LaKaisa Vei Ben Malkus Shechayv Ilavin Loi Mikri Zed Nitin Rishus. What do you mean? Bezdin has permission to give Malkus. What do you mean Bezdin has permission? It's Bezdin's job. Elo Chayavim Bezeh. It should be obligated to give Malkus. Elamai says Rabbi Yashiv, Rashi means like the Chassam Sofer. Kevalik. So we no longer have a Machlokes on our hands. We have Rashi with the Chassam Sofer that we're not talking about Malkus, but rather we're talking about Bezdin acting in a sense of Bezdin, but not doing their typical job.
Once more, than I think the Rambam gives some examples that kill him.
Yeah, the Rambam goes even further. Good.
Women.
We're going to come back to Misa in a second. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Chanan. Really, Rabbi Chanan in two places. One is in Kovet Tzaris and in Kovet Shurim. And Rabbi Chanan has the following kasha. First, Rabbi Chanan, I don't get this whole Gemara. What's the agenda of the Gemara? The agenda of the Gemara is to show me that the love of hitting people is weaker. Because there are exceptions to the rule. What are the exceptions to the rule? Bezdin has an exception. What's Bezdin's exception? So either you'll learn the simple way we learned Bezdin's exception to the rule was they're allowed to give Malkus, or you'll learn like the Chassam Sofer that Bezdin sometimes allowed to hit people to get them to set a standard in the community. Now there's a third possibility, which we'll come back to Bli Neder in a Tshuva from Reb Moshe, Reb Kuvager. Right? Sometimes Bezdin hits you to get you to do things. What's that considered? A guy doesn't want to kaif an ayis Hashem b'roitz any. You smack him up till the guy doesn't want to do a mitzvah, you smack him. What type of hitting is that? Is that the hitting of Malkus, which we said is not lo yosef? Or that's maybe a different category? Which category would you put it in? So if Kivega writes, that's what our Gemara means. Means not when Bezdin gives Malkus, but when Bezdin roughs up a guy to get him to do the right thing. So we have three possibilities of what it means. Either it means Malkus Kipshutoi with the Chassam Sofer's Kasha, or it means the way the Chassam Sofer learns is when Bezdin hits someone which is not on the books, but they have authoritative power to keep the peace in the community. Or if Kivega's Pshat, that Hotu Mechol Shabezdin means when Bezdin's going to rough up a guy to get him to do what he's supposed to do. Three possibilities.
Those are very similar.
No, they're not the same.
It's keeping order in society.
Yeah. We'll see, there's a difference. We'll come back to it. Lineda, we'll come back to the difference. Now there's Rabbi Chonin's Mahal.
Malkus, and they give more than they're allowed. Why isn't that? So, you see, that could they be held then liable?
100%. They're going to be held in. Right, they're going to be totally in violation.
Instead of 10, and that guy can only.
Yeah, they're going to be in total violation. So what do you see from there? Hotem b'chol shebezdin means when they're doing what they're supposed to. When Bezdin does what they're supposed to, they don't violate the law. So you see, the law is weaker. So that's the Chassam Sofer's rejection of such a pshat. So let's see Rabbi Chonin. Rabbi Chonin is in two places. I picked the one in Kovetz Aris because he's a little bit lengthier. Ferek Rabbi Chonin, a Gevaldik Akasha. You're trying to find cases where the Lav of Lo Yosef doesn't apply. So you jump to Bezdin. Bezdin's allowed to give Malkus. Ferek Rabbi Chonin, the Kasha. The Habaloi Bezdin, Hutto Mecholi. Ferek Rabbi Chonin, why do you have to jump to Bezdin to find me cases where the Lav of Lo Yosef doesn't apply? Ha, Bo'ov HaMakes Benoi, V'Ravaroi Des Talmidoi. There's tons of cases where you're allowed to hit people. Okay, today, Talmidim, Rabbeim are not allowed to hit the Talmidim. Okay, it used to be that Rabbeim used to hit the Talmidim. Okay, so Zok, Rabbi Chonin, I don't get it. There's tons of cases in there, besides for Bezdin, of where you're allowed to hit someone. A father's allowed to hit a student, a father hits a son, parent, the Rebbe hits a student. Listen to this one. V'chein hotor mechlola b'mila. Tainid Rabbi Chonin every mila. How's the Moya allowed to cut the baby to cause to do a mila? I don't know why Rabbi Chonin didn't ask from a doctor. He should have already jumped on doctors. How are doctors allowed to do medical procedures? The answer is, must be, it's Hotam Mechola Shabazdin, Hotam Mechola. So Rabbi Chonin is assuming that Hotam Mechola means that there are cases out there where the law doesn't apply to you. So, for Rabbi Chonin, there's tons of cases.
These are assays. Rapo Yerape, Yadris Mil is an assay.
Okay, so again.
There's no way to do it other than doing it.
Again, and when Bezin gives Malkus, they're also doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Chonin is assuming the simple way, the Gemara, the way we started out with, that every time Bezin gives Malkus, they're taka oiv lo yosef, but they have a heter to be oiv lo yosef. So for Rabbi Chonin, so every doctor who does a medical procedure is also, he's really oiv lo yosef, but he has a heter because of, you know, v'rapi rapi. So for Rabbi Chonin, so why did the Gemara have to jump to Bezin? I can show you three cases of where the lav of lo yosef is basically pushed aside. Doctor, Mila, father, Rebbe. Four cases right there. Now, what are most of us thinking? What's Rabbi Chonin talking about? That's not pshat in the Gemara. I mean, you see, for Rabbi Chonin, the Rabbi Chonin learned the Gemara not like the Chassam Sofer. He learned Hotam Mechol Shebezdin means Kipshutai. That when Bezdin is doing their job of giving Malkus, they are allowed to be over the level of Yosef. So, for Rabbi Chonin, I got tons of. Right, so Rabbi Chonin. And what about when a Rebbe hits his son, and a father hits his son, and the Moel does the Mila, and the doctor? It's all the same thing. So, listen to this Chiddush of Rabbi Chonin. Unbelievable. So, Rabbi Chonin, it's not the same. Unbelievable. Mamash, this Rabbi Chonin is an eye opener. The Yeshloim had the Hossam. There's a very big difference in what the hitting is accomplishing. If the hitting is to accomplish something, it's to fix something, then that's takanan included in the law of Lo Yosef. Why? This is a good lesson in Chinuch. Why do you hit a kid? Not because he did something wrong. You hit a kid, so he should be better in the future. Hold on, let's keep looking. V'chein mila hu tikkun al haba shelo ya'aro. So when the mile does a mila, he's doing the baby a huge favor. He's making him ois aro. When the doctor does the surgery, he's making you, he's doing you a huge favor. He's saving your life. When the father hits you, he's doing you a favor. That's not lo yosef. Anytime there's a productive tikkun in the chavala, zok Rabbi Chonin, it's nishkin chavala. Avol bezdin hamalkin esa oiver. Einoi kidei l'taknoi. Unbelievable chiddush Rabbi Chonin. Malkus is not to make you a better person. Ella she'onshin oisei ala oiver. It's only to punish you for what you did.
So it's not a tshuva, it's more a kapar.
It's kavaldik. Rabbi Chonin is assuming that when you give a guy Malkus and Bezin, it's not because you're getting to make you a better person so you shouldn't do it again. It's because you did something wrong, you get patched.
If you do a meal of shalei bezmano and Shabbos, you're chayv al tzchavala.
Yeah, because you...
So he's saying it's not chabal.
No, no. If the meal is not going to be chal, so then you weren't masakin anything.
What? Meal help. Meal works. The ninth day. They're on Shabbos. It's a good meal.
So you want to know if we'd be over the chabal in that case? Maybe it wouldn't be.
We said 100 times that you'd be over chabal.
We did?
When we learned
that. I remember.
Absolutely.
If a guy does meal shalom is mine, the meal is chal. No, no. Here we're talking about the love of Le Yosef. You're talking about chabal b'shab. You're talking about Shabbos. You're talking about Shabbos or it's a chabal ba'alma. There's two separate Isurim.
Okay, let's say it's not.
I don't remember. And the guy does a milah shabbos man, the milah is kosher, so he said he'd still be over chavala. I don't remember.
Let's even say the milah is shabbos.
Remember that? So he's over chavala if the milah is not chal. Really?
You said that? The milah is chal.
Yeah,
yeah. Why is
it good? Why would
you
be over
Chavala
if it's Shalom
Bezmanah? Shabbos. Okay, so it is Shabbos.
I remember.
It's got to be Shabbos, right.
It's got to be Shabbos, otherwise there's no Chavala.
So you're over the Chavala because you have no right to do it on Shabbos. Right. Okay, here we're talking about the love of Chavala, we're not talking about the love of Shabbos. Right.
Yeah. Yes, but he's saying it's not a Chavala.
No, he's saying, no, he's saying that whenever you do...
Never a Chavala if you do a Milah.
So again, it might be totally.
No, but dear, you're
one second. It might be totally what's the Isser of Milah on Shabbos B'chlal.
If you messed up, you
meaning what would be the Isser of doing a Milah on Shabbos? So if it has to do with Shechita, so you might see you cause blood to come out, and you might see you over Shechita. What we said then that you over, I don't remember.
I don't know.
We gotta go to the videotape. I don't remember.
Yes, we did.
That's only maybe Lagavi Shabbos because you have these Shabbos, but during the week you don't have it.
But during the week.
So you want to say the word? You do a Milah on Shabbos, Shalei Bezmano.
Yeah.
So we said that you're over Shabbos. Right, you are going to be over Shabbos.
But not Chavala.
Right, we don't know if you're going to be over Chavala.
No, you're on Shabbos. If you messed up the meal,
Chavala
or Shabbos. The answer is Shabbos.
So we're talking now about the... No. We're getting ahead of ourselves over here. We're talking about is every mile over Chavala with a heter?
No.
So Rabbi Chanan says no. A mile never has an Issa Chavala. Because the definition of an Issa Chavala means to do something that's not Metakin. Every mile is a Tikkun. That's Rabbi Chanan's point. Now, Rabbi Chanan's contrasting. This is something I gradually would love to poll people. Stop people on the street and ask them, what is the purpose of Malkus in the Torah? I don't think we ever think about it. Yeshua, what's the purpose of Malkus?
Is it not to get you a kapara? Isn't that understood?
But again, but for what? What's
not to make you better in this
no.
world.
No. You wouldn't think it's to get you not to do it again next time?
I do think so.
I would think so, right? When I saw this Rabbi Chanan, I thought this was a
more... You may not do it again, but you do have a
when you part... Again, good. That's what Rabbi Chanan's saying. Rabbi Chanan's saying like you. I never thought like that. Maybe I would think like a father. I always thought when you hit your kid... Let's go back a second. When you hit your kid, if you ever hit your kids... Like, why did you hit your kids?
Done, not for what,
you're
gonna
what he's going to do.
So I got to learn like you. I always thought Malchus was a combination factor. It was ala oinish and a tikkun lahabon.
Rabbi Chanan is not... Mamanis then? What would you say that is?
So Mamanis is to be Malchus Wayne. The Mamanis to be Malchus Wayne.
The Rabbin is putting it on the same...
I'm saying, if I asked the guy, why did it... Talk if you think about it. Mamanis is a very... Malchus is a very unique thing in the Torah, right? The Torah doesn't... There's a big chakira. The lawyers here know better than I do. What's the longness of jail? Why is there a musik of jail? Right, so jail ground has a different end. But jail has a different akud. The jail is a certain element that you're a danger to society. And mainly we have to take you off the streets. But by Malkus, by the Torah giving a person a hit, it's a funny thing because the Torah doesn't endorse violence, right? The Torah is actually anti-violent. And here the Torah says, no, we give him a patch. So you can clarify Hakira, why did the Torah say to patch him? Is it because the Torah said you did a crime, you have to get a patch? An oinish? An oinish. Kipshuta, it's an oinish. Like Misa's an oinish. That's the way Rabbi Chanan is saying it. Or the way I always thought it was, Lamashal, in Singapore, they give floggings. Doim et Malkus. I think one of the things, if you chew gum, you throw gum on the floor, they have funny rules over there. What's pshat in that flogging? What's pshat in that flogging? You have to understand the mentality. Why do they give flogging? That's because you did the Aveiro to prevent. I think that's pshat. That's to prevent. Right, but isn't that the same thing with Malkus?
No.
I give you Malkus to make sure you don't do it again?
No. No, to make sure somebody else that doesn't.
So you have a third possibility, Malkus. You think Malkus is like it says in the Chumash, L'man Yishmu v'yiro v'lo yaziden, right?
Everybody sees it. It's on the same level as everything else. If you did a lesser level of an Isser, so you get Malkus instead of Misa Deshamayim. Are you saying Misa Deshamayim is also to teach you not to do it again? Obviously not.
Well, no, right, you probably right. I think Misa is not deterrent, so you don't do it again next time.
You're done.
Right. So it's an oinish. I think you're right. I think the point that you're making is a good point, that if you look at Malkus as an oinish, like Misa's an oinish, then Rebbe Chanan makes a lot of sense.
When you get Malkus by Beis Din, is it in front of everybody? Do they make a whole big thing about it that would make the Naf Kamina? Because if they do...
No, it doesn't have to be for other people. It could be for you. If you know that you do X, you get Azapach.
But what Jeff is saying...
Jeff is the third possibility. Yeah. He has a third possibility, which...
So that would make it Naf Kamina, whether you do it in front of Lifnei
Aveda. No, people... Listen, it'll be on his WhatsApp status right away that he got Malkus. Trust me, everyone knows that. Sure. But this is a very... To me, this is a very interesting Chakira. What's the purpose of Malkus? Is the purpose of Malkus to punish you? You did the crime, that's it. You got a patch. Nothing to talk about. Punishment. Zahu. We don't care about the future. Or, no, it's about the future. So, Zakta B'chon, that's the difference. Says Rabbi Chanan, when a father hits his son, when Bezin does a milah, when the doctor does a procedure, those are not loyosif. You know why? Because all of those have a tikkun in them. They're all to help fix, to do something productive. So Rabbi Chanan, but when Bezin patches, there's nothing productive involved. It's just a mere einish. So Rabbi Chanan, avo Bezin hamalkin asa oiver, ena kidei letaknoi, elo she oinshinoi se ala ova, vizeh havi chavolo, elo derhutro b'chol ava Bezin. So Rabbi Chanan created a third category. He created a category of Beis Din giving Malkus versus a doctor doing a procedure. According to Rabbi Chanan, there's a new category. When Beis Din gives Malkus, that's Lo Yosef, because that's just a hit for the sake of hitting. But it's Hotter because Beis Din's allowed to do it. To which the Chassam Sofer says, that's not included in the Isser of Lo Yosef. And then Rabbi Chanan creates another subcategory of when someone hits someone in a productive way, that's also not included in Lo Yosef Bechlal. It's not the pshat that you have a heter. It's a pshat, there is no issa. So according to Rabbi Chanan, when a guy gives Malkus and Beis Din, he's really over Lo Yosef, but when a doctor does a procedure, he's not over Lo Yosef. So Zog to Rabbi Chanan, what about the middle category of the Rambam? Where the guy is, with Beis Din's acting as a Beis Din, as a Beis Din power, with the fizeh be Beis Din hamak and shaloi min adin, ein boze klal mushum akiris dove min atayro, to have it kumay harav haroi des talmidoi. Says Rabbi Chanan that when Beis Din goes around hitting people for crimes they're not really deserving of Malkus, that's also not Lo Yosef. Why not? Because that is the exact same thing as a father hitting a son. I want to prevent the future. It's a gavaldik chiddush according to Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan learns the Gemara the opposite of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer learns the Gemara that Beis Din giving Malkus is not included in Lo Yosef. Rabbi Chanan says, no, it is included in Lo Yosef. It's just it has a heter of Beis Din. But the shayla we have to get to B'linah the next week is Dar Sameach's Kasha. Would anyone in their right mind say that the Isra of Ritzicha is lessened because Beis Din is allowed to kill people? Why don't you say the same way Beis Din is allowed to give Malkus? And that waters down the whole lav of Lo Yosef. So why don't we say that the whole lav of Ritzicha is watered down? Because Beis Din sometimes allowed to kill people.
No, it only applies to Beis Din. It doesn't apply to everybody.
But again, in our Gemara, it's the same thing. We're proving that the lav of Lo Yosef is watered down because Beis Din is allowed to sometimes hit. So say the same thing with Ritzicha, that the Isser of Ritzicha should be a watered down chiyuv because Beis Din is allowed to
hit. Isn't there a separate Isser in the Torah of Ritzicha? Whereas here, you learn how, you're not allowed to hit somebody. It's a
so what?
Thing.
Lamaisa, you find that the Isra of Ritzicha sometimes
not,
has
not
that.
Not you have to go all
the yeah? Beis Din. Oh. So you're going to have to come up with a stickle tear that only the Ar Sameach could come up with. How to explain that when Beis Din kills someone, it's not really Ritzicha. Okay, that we'll have to get to B'linah the next week. We'll see how that makes any sense.